Well, I'll start, but I think some of the statements that were made, I think, you know, obviously this is a very charged situation when we talk about immigration, but we also talk about legitimate public safety issues that come up that somehow get intertwined in a discussion that sometimes is difficult to kind of separate, and I understand that. One of the things that was said by, I think, four people made a statement by I don't want to attribute it because I don't know if it's true, but that a supervisor had made a statement about that. And if that's something that was stated, I think that that person is owed at least the opportunity to at least, if that was said, I'd like to know when it was said and also to whom it was said to make statements like that. Because we had four people repeat that. And when you have it at a public meeting, when you have statements that are thrown along like that, I think they need to be verified, especially when they're coming from, as Mr. Drysdale said, a very reputable source or an actual county supervisor. And you just don't make statements out in a public meeting like this unless there's some backing to it. And I think that's one thing. And one thought I had about this discussion is, and this is, you know, my opinion is, you know, whether someone's documented or undocumented, I believe our entire community would like to establish a safe community for everyone. And I think when we hear stories about gang members, you know, and you read it in the papers in the Beach Flats area where there were people killed that were walking down the street. And I think we need to kind of think about that, you know, closely in terms of how we kind of divide these issues in a way that also protect the rights of immigrants, but also look at the public safety implications for our city. I don't see anyone here from HSI talking through this issue. And I have total respect for the fact that we have our police officers here that are answering questions directly that are posed to them, even having people looking at them straight in the eye. And so when you think about that, I think that to me, I have a lot of respect for that, to be in that position where you have to answer those types of questions. They're not walking away, and they're answering the questions as they come up. And I think that to me, you know, as terms of this process that we led to, I made a comment that, you know, throughout this, I mean, some of this information, you know, we're reading about in other parts of the nation and other parts of our state of California, it's like real time. And, you know, we are looking at how we can be as responsive as we can to not only respect immigrants here, but also looking at the best interests of our long-term safety. We're all looking at that. And I want to thank you know, those that have commented, because I think it's still going to be something that we're going to look and work through over a long period of time, but I think we're still just starting the process now. I heard someone make the comment about where the arrests were made tonight. I mean, I understood from the presentation that federal warrants were obtained that resulted in the arrest of 12 people. And I know how that unravels in the court system in terms of the proof that's there and what evidence took place. We'll have to see that for ourselves. But there was, I mean, that's something that I guess just reconciling those multiple threads of information that come through make me want to just express the complications, you know, that this poses, not only, you know, the local level to protect the rights of local immigrants, but also look at as a community ensuring the safety of for everyone. So those are just some initial thoughts and kind of responses. But I welcome the person that made those statements about a valued member of the community or a credible source and named a particular supervisor. I'd like someone, whoever's made those statements, to email us so we can have that information and we can follow back up. Thanks.
Can I make a comment about that? I spoke with John Leopold, and I have an email right here, so I can forward that to you.
Okay. I'm happy to answer that question.
Yes.
So, yeah, that is in fact true, we've provided office space for a special agent with the Department of Homeland Security Investigations since, I believe it was 2009, following the death of Tyler Tenorio. After Tyler was stabbed to death down on Laurel Street, and we were able to determine who the suspects in that case were, we soon received information following that case that two of our suspects had fled to Mexico. And so we solicited the help of Homeland Security Investigations. This was the fall of 2009, We provided office space to Homeland Security Investigations, just like we do to the County Probation Office, just like we do to the State of California Parole Office. And so since 2009, we have had a Homeland Security special agent that's spent his time back and forth between the office in San Jose as well as our office in Santa Cruz. But again, I want to be very clear, he works for the branch of Homeland Security that deals with the criminal aspect of things. He doesn't enforce immigration law. And then when we became involved in this case that we made all the arrests in back on February 13th, that case, as we talked about, started in 2011. And so that special agent has worked hand-in-hand with one of my investigators since 2011 to determine that we had this MS-13 gang that was establishing themselves in Santa Cruz. And so, yes, we do, in fact, have a special agent with Homeland Security who does have office space in our police department.
Okay. And then I guess I'd, as a follow-up, just because it was communicated to Councilmember Brown through Supervisor Leopold, I had not received that information. So I just, under what context did maybe the supervisor, was he aware of that, where it was disclosed and not maybe disclosed to anyone else?
The context in which I got the information was I heard about it from several people in the community. So I called him and asked him.
And you called up
John Leopold. The information came from a very reliable source.
I wish someone had called me, because I would have given the same answer that I'm giving tonight.
I'll do that next time. I hear something that hopefully there won't be a next time.
Are there other questions from council? Are we ready to make a okay, Councilmember Nguyen?
Will that person still have access and still?
Well, you know, this is a rapidly unfolding event. I mean, it happened 2 weeks ago. We're still trying to tie up the loose ends on these unsolved homicide cases that we have. My intention is going to be essentially to serve the Homeland Security agent with eviction papers and remove him from our building. But you know, we're talking a case now that's just a little over 2 weeks old, and so. That's on the horizon, but we've been involved in a lot of other things in the last 2 weeks, and we just haven't had a chance to move that forward yet, but that will be forthcoming.
So are you looking at continuing to work with this individual to get through the homicide cases and then doing what you're mentioning?
I don't think we necessarily need to have him in our building to bring these homicide cases to closure. I'm guessing that we will take care of moving him out of our facility prior to the closure of the homicide cases.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.